You know, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Simply saying, God is spirit. Man looks at the flesh, so their opinions are formed of the flesh, so they're basically irrelevant. When God looks at the heart, he sees the spirit of the matter, and that's relevant. Oh, Holy Spirit, Shabbat. You know, the deeper you live in the spirit, the more shallow the flesh appears, and the more you realize how worthless it is to live in that realm, like in the fallen nature, you know? But you live at a Christ nature, and everything becomes clearer and more refining. Wow, I had a rough night last night. I woke up in the middle of the night with this screeching, terrible pain. Like, I think I had food poisoning. I almost died. I was like shaking and convulsing on the toilet. I was like, help. I got my wife to get up, and I don't know, she got up because she heard me freaking out. I thought I was going to die. It really felt like I was leaving my body, and everything was just like, I cannot believe that I did not pass out. And I stayed up through it all, and then it was really intense for like 15 minutes, and then it kind of just waned off. I'm still like not fully recovered from it yet, about 75%, you know, it's gone, but still feeling pretty rough, so. But you know what food poisoning is? Like, that's just the natural thing. That's just the, you know, what happened to my flesh, my biological nature. But my spirit nature, it's like, it's the same thing in the spirit. You know, eating the leaven of the Pharisees is like eternal food poisoning. Like, the knowledge of good and evil is like food poisoning. We need to eat revelation to grow up into our head. Revelation food, spirit words with, you know, the bread and the wine, to help you mature and grow as a spirit, because you are a spirit. That's what we need to grow up into our head, which is Jesus Christ himself. We're the body, he's the head, you know. We're the branches, he's the vine. Yeah, we grow by the nutrients of the spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Shaka, thank you, Lord. Thank you for more of your spirit in the body of Christ. Yeah, so don't feed. If there's no spirit life on somebody's teaching, like say they're trying to teach you the rapture or something, and you just feel scared that you start going out to the grocery store and storing up all this food because you're trying to fear for your life. Well, hello, you're already dead in Christ, so it doesn't really matter. You don't need to store up. You're not trusting God. It's fear-based, you know? You go out and get crates of canned goods and get a bunch of guns and dig a hole in the ground. Come on, man. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. If we were supposed to believe that rapture theory, that we're supposed to be hidden in the ground with our little tin cans and can openers and rifles, then I don't know. It seems like there's two sides to that perspective of that doctrine or whatever. So whatever. If there's no spirit on it, like spirit, I'm talking about the fruits of the spirit. You know, peace, joy, love, hope, patience, endurance, all that stuff. If it doesn't produce that in you, if it doesn't produce Christ in you, the hope of manifested glory, then I would just spit it out. Don't swallow all that. That's food poisoning. You'll be sitting on the can convulsing, just like, crying out to Jesus for help. I said to my wife, like, when she was out there, she was a little bit freaked out too. I thought I was literally dying. Like, I thought I could die. My stomach feels like it's about to explode. My soul was like swirling all over the place. I don't know how to explain it. It was terrifying. I didn't even feel saved. I felt like there's so much darkness here. God, did I sin? You know, help. And then it freaked me out, man. Yeah, so I ate some bad food or something. So yeah, don't eat the 11 of the Pharisees, don't enter into debates and factions and that don't produce godliness. Enter into the substance of Christ and you'll grow as a spirit. Enter into God himself. You know, Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. You're in the body of Christ, right? The body of Christ is spirit. So just remaining in that spirit nature, and you'll be remaining in the body of Christ. It's easy to tell who's in Christ because Christ is manifesting through them, you know? The fruit of the Spirit. There's the fruit of the Antichrist. It's the fallen nature if you go to Galatians 5. And the fruit of the Spirit is really, really tasty and helpful. Anyways, I just made this quick little video because I thought, man, it's true. A lot of us do feed. I see people almost every day on Facebook and YouTube, the comments, like, it's just, you can see who's been feeding off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's no spirit in the words. There's no life in the words. Life means simply God. God is not in their words. There's no spirit. There's no life that will produce righteousness at all. It's just all debates. It's all pride. It's filth. So they're eating the wrong food. They're not growing up into their head. They're growing in pride and debates, and it's not healthy. It's food poisoning. You know, oh, we don't want that stuff, God. So God, get out all the food poisoning in our body, in the body of Christ. It was painful, man. It was painful. And man, I want to tell you everything that happened last night because it was pretty brutal. But I woke up with a bucket beside the bed just in case, you know. Hallelujah. I feel a lot better today, though. I'm about 75% better. Still feel a little bit rough, though, because it was a pretty traumatic experience. I've never felt pain like that before. I mean, I've broke my back. I've smashed my head and knocked myself out. I've whipped myself in the eyeball with a wire before. And, you know, just I felt pain before, but that was internal pain. It was my, it felt like my stomach was going to explode. It was all swollen. But think about that. Like, that's, the body of Christ is in a lot of pain because they're not living as a spirit. They're living as, like, man, you know, looks at the outward appearance. They're trying to look outwardly good, but inwardly they're just in pain. They're hungry for that living bread that's come down from heaven to feed all of humanity. Jesus is the bread come down from heaven. It's the person Jesus. It's not just what he says, it's who he is. Because man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And he's the Word of God made flesh. He's the perfect Word of God. And his personality, his atmosphere, his words. The Bible. I read the Bible to meet with him. A lot of people read the Bible to fit what they believe. I don't. I read the Bible to be fit to believe what the person said I could have and said I could be and said how close we can get in him, you know, get translated into the kingdom of light and experience the living God. Just like Peter, you know, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven. I want that kind of revelation where it's not just like, it's not just the words of a man trying to convince me, but it's the spirit within their words. It's the Father. It's my Father in heaven speaking to me. And he can use anybody. He'll use a human being. He'll use the Bible. He'll use nature. You know, I've said it many times because that's the way God speaks spirit. But he can jump inside English words if he wants to. Hallelujah. Yeah, so don't eat the leaven of the Pharisees. Don't eat, you'll get food poisoning. And it's like, it runs throughout the rest of, like, you can eat two bad, like, say you have something that has food poisoning. Say it's just a bite of a cookie. It's got food poisoning in it. And then you eat, like, something that's good, like, you know, a piece of toast. And it says, Jesus said the leaven has leavened the whole lump or something like that. Like, just a little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump. A little bit of food poisoning just makes that, like, that that sandwich that you ate that was good, it still all has to come out. You got to start over again. That's why Paul said, like, I count it all as dung that I might know him. Like, he just, everything, all of his religious belief systems, all the religious teaching, the scholarly stuff, he counts it all as dung that he might just know Jesus Christ himself. Because that's true life. He found out that all that religious doctrine stuff that he learned, it made him fight, you know, Christians. He was persecuting the church. And then Jesus said, if you're like persecuting the church, why are you kicking against the pricks? Like, basically, Paul was fighting against God. Oh, man, you don't want to do that. You want to build up the church. You want to build up the body of Christ so that the body of Christ can grow into the head, which the body of Christ feeds on revelation, the revelation food of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. How do you get built up? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Like spiritual revelation, not just information, which is the knowledge of good and evil. That's just death. There's no life in it to produce righteousness. So upon this rock I will build my church. It's that revelation that Peter had when he realized that Jesus is the Christ, and it wasn't flesh and blood that revealed it to him. It was the Father of glory. It was our Father in heaven that revealed that. That's how the church is built up. It's by the living words of God being revealed to manifest who Christ is. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It will manifest that glory all around you as an atmosphere for others to see him and taste him and know that he's good, to see him and encounter the living God instead of just like, and then they will, once they taste and see him, they can taste the perverseness of the knowledge of good and evil. They can taste, they can tell the difference between a doctrine of man and a doctrine of the devil and the doctrine of God, because the doctrine of God has spirit in it. It has life in it. It brings you into an encounter and imparts the fruit of the Spirit within you. It brings you into an encounter with God, because you get hungry for God. Hallelujah, Shaka. Let me see here. I started doing a blog about a month ago, and I don't know, I just usually upload my videos there, and I thought, man, I could start doing some typing. Like, I don't even know how to write stuff. I'm not a very good writer yet. I guess God can teach me, though. But I wrote some stuff in my Facebook posts. I'll start there. I'll just write what I've already written. And these are some of my Facebook posts. You know, men create false doctrines to empower their unbelief. That's really drunk. Men create false doctrines to empower their unbelief. You know, the doctrine of Christ will always produce faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when it's the word of God, you'll increase in faith. When it's a true doctrine of God, there'll be an impartation of faith, because that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, right? Faith. So you could tell the doctrine, whether it's producing unbelief or if it's producing faith. Hallelujah. Because men, carnal men, create false doctrines to empower their unbelief. But we don't want to empower unbelief. We want to be empowered by God, by the faith of God. Some people are so full of religion that they don't want God. You know, some people are so full of God that they don't want religion. You know, it's just where you're at with your walk with God. Do you want God or do you want a religion about God? You know, I'd rather have God than a religion about God that I don't get to meet until I, you know, die. Yeah, we're already dead and risen with Christ. So hallelujah, stay there, Shaka. You know, Christians think they are righteous, but the fruit speaks louder than your thoughts. You know, a lot of Christians think they're righteous, but the fruit is evidence. If the fruit of the Spirit, like, who's our righteousness? You know, Jesus Christ is our righteousness, right? Right. So if he's our righteousness is the fruit of him. You know, if there's the fruit of the Spirit manifesting through you, then that you've been, like, that's your level of righteousness, is the level of the fruit of the Spirit manifesting through your very heart. He is our righteousness, yeah. Hallelujah. But the fruit is evidence. Whether you lack righteousness or whether you have righteousness. You know, just by faith, step into the throne room of grace and receive grace in a time of need. Grace is the power of God to empower you to walk in his righteousness, to walk in the divine nature of God. You can walk in the fruit of the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We live in the Spirit. We live in the fruit of the Spirit. That's the life. But we can also walk in the Spirit. We don't just stand there and stay still and not do anything. I mean, there's times for that where you can sit on the throne with God in his throne and just receive, and it's wonderful. But it's also just walking day to day in the Spirit. Like when you wash the dishes, you wash them in the Spirit. When you play Candy Crush on your phone, you play Candy Crush in the Spirit. I do, man. I like to pray in tongues when I play Candy Crush. I feel a lot of peace, and the presence of God fills me. I usually have the audio Bible going, praying in tongues, and playing Candy Crush. That's how I relax. That's a really good way to relax, is just to sit down on your couch, or if you're on a bus or whatever. All right, pull out your phone, play some Candy Crush, and pray in tongues for a while. And meditate on God, or meditate in the Word of God, and just go into visions and see what, you know, hallelujah. That's how God speaks. It's one of the ways he speaks, is visions, revelation, spiritual understanding, audible voice, you know, dreams, fall into a trance, see a vision like Peter in Acts 10. You know, there's tons of it. The whole purpose of why we're even on this planet is to walk with God. And as you walk with God, you take on his nature. And as you take on his nature, you get to manifest that very nature into the atmosphere and into all of the earth. And as you manifest his nature into all of the earth, like the principalities and powers of the air see that, and then they realize that they're going to get shaken out of heaven because you're walking as a king. And you become a prince and a principality and power of the air by hanging out with the Prince of Peace. You become a prince, a polity of the air, and you release his peace through your gates into the air, and you displace principalities, and they get cast down to the earth. Yeah, we are really in Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. And we displace them by just coming down from heaven out of God. You know, what does that mean? I said that wrong. Coming down, Revelation 21 or 22. I can't remember. Hallelujah. Yeah, just with the glory of God. When you spend time in the glory, you can, you know, release that glory. Displace principalities out of powers out of the heavens. And you can release it into the air, on the earth. To just torture demons, man. Hallelujah. Here's a good one. The joy of the Lord will kill the you that wasn't even you in the first place. I got somebody on YouTube. I rarely chat on YouTube, but I decided to go there and do some chatting. And this one guy was getting totally just slammed for being happy, for being, you know, in the drunken glory. I don't remember his name, Matt or something like that. I don't even know. I just met him on the internet, and everyone's saying he's got devils and stuff like that. And I watched a couple of his videos. It was great. The guy's laughing. He loves Jesus. How can the devil give someone such joy and peace? And people are getting healed. I mean, I thought somebody else in the Bible did that too, and they called him a devil too. It's funny, huh? So I put that down there. I wrote down on like, because they were saying like, that's not the joy of the Lord, that's the devil and blah blah blah. I said, the joy of the Lord will kill the you that wasn't even you in the first place. You know what the joy of the Lord does? The joy of the Lord, it's your strength to displace, to wrestle all the principalities and powers of the air. The joy of the Lord is your strength to wrestle these principalities and powers of the air and throw them out. Because they try to come at you with anger. Do you notice they're angry? The Christians get so angry. Because they're think it's pride, but they're right. You have demons. Because you're laughing and people are getting healed. And oh, you're supposed to be angry like us. But the joy of the Lord will put to death all those things around you. They can't touch you. It's Psalm 91, man. You know, he who dwells on the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my tower, or whatever. He's my fortress. It's that, and when you're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, like what his spirit, who he is, just overshadows you. And one of them is the joy of the Lord. And so that when you realize when anger and, you know, like just all these raging spirits come at you, you're like, wow, that's not the Lord. They just want to debate. I think I read that in Galatians 5 somewhere what the fruit of that is. It's okay. You don't hate on them. You don't hate back. You don't throw Saul's spears back at them. You just like, you just stay in the joy of the Lord. It's your strength to stand against all these arrows and accusations. Because Jesus went through the same thing. They accused him. They said he was Beelzebul or whatever. He was a man. Nothing new under the sun. It's the light that the enemy can see in you. The light of Christ shining through your face. It's the light of God coming through his body. That the enemy sees that and he's terrified of it and he tries to shut it down by using Christians to attack. You know? Wherever there's a point of darkness in your soul, the enemy will use that to shoot his darkness through it. You know? Wherever there's light in your soul, God will use that to shoot his love and his peace, his joy, his who he is through that part. You know, the soul is a magnification glass. You know, the soul magnifies the Lord or it magnifies the devil. By whom it stares at, you know. Mary's song, you know, my soul will magnify the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. That's in Luke chapter 1. It's like it magnifies the Lord or it can magnify the darkness. And you can see it all over YouTube and Facebook and whatever. But there's grace for everybody. Yeah, you don't have to come under that stuff, man. Sit in Christ in heavenly places far above all the principalities and powers of darkness. And just stay up there. The Lord sits in heavens and laughs, you know? That's what usually happens when you're up there. You're sitting above all these angry things, you know? So that's cool. When you're a target for the devil, thank God. That's a key, you know? Oh, God. So under attack. So many things coming against me. Well, how about why don't you thank God? God, I thank you that, like, wow, the light is shining a lot brighter, or else these enemies would not have a target to hit. Obviously, they see you and me, and that's encouraging. God, I thank you for all. I thank you for all the peace that you're putting in my spirit. And the enemy's trying to shut it down. I thank you for the joy of the Lord that the enemy's trying to throw anger and sadness on me. But it's just that we're not going to even dwell on those things today. I've set my affections and my heart on things above, not on things on the earth. Because on things above is where I sit. It's where I relax. It's where I just sit on in his throne. As he overcame or sat down on our throne. How do you say that, Lord? Hello. He who overcomes will sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat with my Father in his throne. We can sit in his throne. Jesus is the overcomer, so we just step into the overcomer and just relax. And just release the Spirit of God through our hearts, through our mouths, through our day-to-day actions. And even playing Candy Crush. Hallelujah. You can play Candy Crush. I don't know why I say that. I guess a lot of you guys play Candy Crush or something. I don't know, man. I play it a lot too. Hallelujah. But I love, hallelujah, I love the anointing. I love the peace of God that passes all my natural understanding. Hey, here's something cool. Did you know that Satan is a fallen seraphim? Seraphim actually means snake or dragon. Yeah, he's like a fallen snake or dragon. You know, seraphim. Hallelujah. Oh, that was interesting. I've been listening to Matthew Henry's commentary. It takes about, I don't know, 800 to 1,000 hours to go through. I want to go through the entire audio commentary of Matthew Henry. I'm on Genesis chapter 5 already. I've been going for a couple days already. Wow. I just put it on while I'm on Facebook or while I'm typing stuff or when I'm doing the dishes and whatever I'm doing, it's just kind of playing in the background. I'm not gonna like fully put my full attention on it, because I know I just like praying in tongues and having something playing in the background, and it's really good. He has a couple good sayings here. Fear is one of the handles of the soul by which it is taken hold of in hell. I think it's either, he either said hell or held. So, fear is one of the handles of the soul by which it is taken hold of and held. I don't know. So, it all goes back to that magnification glass. You magnify the Lord or you magnify fear. You can magnify whatever you point your soul at. I prefer to magnify the Lord. You know, perfect love casts out all fear. You know, so point your soul at God. Your soul is your mind, your emotions, you point everything at God. You just set your affections there. Set your mind on God. Set your emotions on God. Like, set your heart on God. And your spirit will rejoice in God, because that's where you're sitting. You're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Here's a good one. This is Matthew Henry. He's got some sauce on him. Check it out. The same author of our being is the author of our bliss. Hallelujah. Come on. The same author of our being is the author of our bliss. He's created us for bliss. God is happy. And we're made in His image, you know. God has a lot of peace. And we're made in His image. God has a lot of joy. God has a lot of patience. There's a lot of glory on God. God's got a lot of glory just flooding through His very being. He feeds all of His lovers. You know, revelation knowledge flows easily to those who are before His face, just hungering and thirsting for more of Him, and just rejecting all the bitter waters of religion. We want the fresh living water flowing from our Savior. We want the fresh living water. As we speak to the rock, it gives forth His waters. He gives forth His waters. As we open our mouth, He fills it with honey from the rock, the revelation, the deep mysteries of the kingdom within the Word of God. As we just open our mouth and fills it up. Jesus Himself went up into a mountain and He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are you." You know, Matthew chapter 5, the Bible says He opened His mouth. Hallelujah. He wanted to fulfill all Scripture. Hallelujah. Freedom in Christ is offensive to the darkness in Christians. But don't let that stop you from being free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It may be offensive to certain Christians who haven't come to that level of maturity yet, but that's fine. Just keep pressing through from glory to glory, and they'll eventually catch up. You know, if they don't learn it here, they're going to learn it there or in heaven. You know, we can learn it in heavenly places in Christ now, or we could, you know, after we throw off our earth suit and get to heaven or whatever in its fullness, without any hindrance of the natural realm, they will learn it there. So don't worry. Cast all your fears and your frettings upon the Lord, you know. Yeah, just leave everyone in the hands of God. And just, you just walk out your life with God. You walk on the earth with God. And people will see that. And, you know, it's okay if they manifest on you. They throw darts and darkness on you. It's okay. You're walking in the light. How is darkness supposed to penetrate the light? Last time I turned my light on, all the darkness fled. And, you know, see, let there be light. See all that darkness that just flees like that? Well, how about the light of God, you know, shining through you? The darkness will flee, but it will have a little hissy fit sometimes on its way out. That's okay. It's no big deal. Just keep walking with Jesus. You know, but this is true about Facebook. You can only keep certain Facebook friends if you agree with their demons. I've determined in my heart not to agree with anybody's false doctrine or any demons. You know, the sons of God are only corrected by glory. Like, you know, an angry Christian trying to come at you, correcting you in pride and arrogance and yelling, and they're angry, and you can feel that spirit just hitting you. Well, you're not correcting anybody if you do that. who you think's going to listen to that? Like, that's, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of another they will not follow. They're not going to follow the voice of a devil. The sons of God only follow the glory. The sons of God only follow the voice of God. And His voice is spirit and life. So we only follow the spirit. We only follow life. All those dead words of quoting scriptures out of pride. The Satan quoted scriptures in the wilderness to Jesus. It's just the wrong spirit with using the scriptures. You know? But when the scripture is quoted, like in the Holy Ghost, there's spirit and life on it. Yeah, we will be corrected by that. We will obey those words because those are spirit words, you know. Hallelujah. Don't worry, it all comes. You have no need that any man teach you, for the same spirit teaches. You know, Holy Spirit will teach you. And if you don't know the voice of the Holy Spirit, you need to spend time in the Spirit and in truth, in worshiping God and in listening for His voice. And then you'll recognize that His voice has the spiritual substance of Christ in it. And you obey those words always. Yeah. You need to obey God. If you want to be promoted and prosper in life and in glory, from glory to glory, you just obey those words because they're spirit. It doesn't matter if a Pharisee quotes a scripture. Like, the Pharisees quoted scriptures nonstop and, you know, in the old... But did it produce life? Did it produce Christ-likeness? Did it produce righteousness? No, they tried to kill Him. That's what Pharisees want to do when they quote scriptures when the devil quotes scriptures through them. They want to kill Christ in you. They want to kill you. They don't want Christ shining through your heart. So they try to shut you down. But it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We are free to walk in the glory. Yeah, we're free to walk with God in the cool of the day. We're free to walk with God in the heat of the battle. We're free to walk with God wherever we go. Wherever two or three are gathered, there am I in the midst of them. There am I right in the midst. So where's the real church? Wherever two or three are whacked in the glory, there's the church. Wherever two or three are whacked in Christ, that's the church, man. Wherever a big congregation is gathered around the Bible, but there's no spirit or substance, that's not the church. That's just a bunch of people gathered around, you know, whatever. It's just a bunch of people gathered. Two or three are gathered in His name. His name is His nature. His nature is glory. You know? Wherever two or three are gathered in the substance and the glory and the anointing and the presence of God, there He is in the midst of us. Because there He is. The cornerstone holding all the other stones together is a spiritual house built up in Him. You know, I can't remember if I said this already, but you have to eat revelation to grow up into your head. I did say that already. So, eat revelation. That's hearing the voice of God. When you feed on His voice, that's the true manna. you know, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. The bread of God is his words, spirit words. This is like the Bible could be called the letter that kills, you know. Oh, we want, but the Spirit gives life. It's the Spirit in those words that brings life, brings God manifesting through those words. And as you eat the life words of God, it comes through your very being so that life can manifest through you. It's just like this, those are the talents that you've received. You know, 30, 60, 100 fold, the seed goes in, and then it produces fruit after its kind. What's going to produce? It's going to produce life. And same thing, if you take in the seed of the Pharisees, religious seed, you take in religious rituals, what's it going to produce? It's going to produce more Pharisees. It's going to produce pride, debates, divisions, anger. You want the fruit of the Spirit, man. Hallelujah. Shatta. Yeah. If you can see it in heaven, you can manifest it on earth as it is in heaven. That's why it's very important to see God and what he's doing. Hallelujah. Blessed are the pure in heart. They can see God. The flowers in heaven are very loving. There's not one flower in heaven that's depressed. Hallelujah. Oh, they all live in the glory. Jesus, thank you for the flowers in heaven. Yeah, you can see a lot clearer through a glory cloud than with your 20/20 natural vision. You can see a lot further. The glory cloud will, wow, you can see like years ahead into the future. With 20/20 vision, you only see what's in front of you and a little bit what's behind you. But seeing through the glory cloud of witnesses, you could just see through, like, wow, history all the way back to Adam and Eve. That's probably where Moses got the first creation, the book of Genesis from, when he was hidden in the cleft of the rock and God showed him his back parts. Just looking through that glory. He had to hide him first, right? The rock is Christ. Hallelujah. We can hide in Christ and we can see God too. We can see the past and we can see the future. Hallelujah. If we'll just open our eyes wider and wider to see reality. Yeah, shut up. There's a lot of stuff around here. Yeah, use your little jar of oil and God will give you the increase as you pour it out on your neighbor's freedom. Just by faith, just release whatever's in your spirit upon your neighbors. They need prayer. Let's pray for our loved ones right now. Holy Spirit, God, for everyone who's made it this far in the video or audio, God, we just release the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Holy Spirit, just go convict them of their sins, our neighbors, our family, our daughters, our sons, our mothers, our fathers, God. Our brothers and sisters, everyone around us who is dear to our soul, even our neighbors that live in the houses next to us, around us, above us, and below us, God, just release the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead out through our hearts. Go, Holy Spirit, we ask you to convict them of not walking in the glory, because all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Just we ask them to just fill them with your peace, fill them with the anointing. You said you'll pour your spirit upon all flesh, so pour your spirit upon them and release to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of you, God, the Father of glory. Show them who the real Jesus is, the real Christ, the real Jesus, not the fake Jesus who's just in a building or on a painting, but the real Jesus that can live and dwell in their hearts if they will open their hearts up to him even more. Hallelujah. Yeah, convict, Holy Spirit. Convict me as well. Convict me if there's anything wrong in my life, God. I want everything to be right with you so that can be a pure river flowing through my very being, the river of life. Unhindered, I'm not going to quench the Spirit, but I'm going to allow you to move, flow freely, Holy Spirit. Have your way. I plead the blood of Jesus on my family, and I plead the blood of Jesus on my neighbors, that they may experience the living God. Let them also say that flesh and blood did not reveal this to me, but my Father in heaven. Did you know that when you're the light of the world, the world will, what is it? Hold on. Matthew, Shaka. It says, they will glorify your Father in heaven if you shine the light of Christ into the atmosphere, if you shine the light of Christ into the air, and those people will see your good works, your works of righteousness, and they will glorify your Father in heaven. It's not even about you. It's all about people seeing God in heaven. And they can see God in heaven through you, through your words, through your actions, through your prayers. It may not even be through you. It may even be just like they'll just sit down one day and they'll flip on YouTube or they'll flip on the television and God will speak to them because you've cracked the atmosphere to knock the enemies out of their way that was blinding them to see God. And God will just come and just whack them. My mom prayed for me, and that's why I'm here right now making videos about God and with God. I feel the substance of God. I feel the peace of God. I had a rough week, guys. Wow. A lot of warfare, food poisoning, just getting beat up, but I'm encouraged. God is working faith in me. God's working a lot of patience in me. That's okay, though. Shatare. Matthew. What was that? Light of the World. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a lot of glory on the light of the world. Shatari kira masate. Right here. I don't know, man. I can't find it. It's in Matthew somewhere. Well, I'm done. I'm gonna go have a fruit. Yeah. Talking about the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to go have a fruit smoothie and enjoy the rest of this day with the presence of God. I feel a lot of peace. I feel a lot better, actually, from when I started the video. That was a pretty rough day. Hallelujah. Rough week. But you know what? We're going from glory to glory, and we'll just peel off all the glory. Hallelujah. In the glory. So, yeah. Don't eat from the table of Pharisees. Eat from the Lord's table. He will anoint your head with oil in the presence of your enemies. It's not the people. It's the Spirit coming through the people. And He will anoint your head. Jesus. Wow. He already has anointed your head. You just need to grow up into Him. Grow up into your head by eating revelation knowledge. Eating revelation food, the tree of life. It's communing with Christ. It's communing with Jesus. Eat Jesus. Hallelujah. His flesh is meat indeed. His blood is drink indeed. Unless you eat His flesh and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Because He wants to commune. Life comes through communion with Him. Hallelujah. He's the bread come down from heaven. He's the broken bread in the 12 baskets broken for you. Hallelujah. He feeds us, and then He's out of His brokenness comes forth our life. He is our life. So He can break it into everyone gets a measure of Christ. Hallelujah. Eternal life. So eat His bread, drink His blood, eat His flesh, and be filled with Christ in you, the hope of glory. And I'll go manifest that glory everywhere you go. Hallelujah. If there's no spirit in the words, it's just words. They will pass away. Hallelujah.